Well, we want to welcome you to Bethel United Methodist Church online service. One of the greatest announcements is that we are doing in-person worship services now at the church. Last Sunday being Communion Sunday, we managed to get communion elements that are personalized and sanitized, and it's really neat. It comes with a wafer, and it comes with a cup of juice, and you pull the little tab off the top, and the wafer's there. Pull the little tab off the bottom, and voila! The joy of the Lord is in the juice of those cups. Really neat how we as people of God have been able to keep on keeping on, and when we have to change things and do things, we're really good. And we have adopted a Bethel Church policy for the COVID-19, and we're following the guidelines the very best that we can. But also just wanted to continue to let you know that all of our second Sunday food fellowship gatherings have been put on hold until this thing passes. Also, our youth services, which has really been a wonderful thing for the last couple of years. You know, we manage to get a church bus, and we go and pick them up, and we feed them. And it's hard staying in touch with them now, but we have to suspend the youth ministry till further notice, and that's so sad. So, but we're here. You know, we never did close the church. We just did things a little differently, and our denomination is primarily saying to all the other United Methodist churches, you know, Father's Day is a good day to open, and that's okay. I had a conference call with the DS on Thursday, and bringing this up to date, and they said that most of the Methodist churches will start having in-service or in-person services starting Father's Day, which is wonderful. But he also said, now I know some of you out there has already been doing those in-worship service in person, and wink, wink, just be safe. Follow the guidelines, and that's what we've been doing. So we're here, both online. We'll continue to do both online and in-person services, but just wanted you to know that we're here and we're celebrating the love of God. We also celebrate birthdays. I don't know of any birthdays this week, but if there are any, I always want to sing. And since I don't have a congregation here with me, I try to sing the very best that I know how to do. So if you're having a birthday, I want to sing. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, God bless you, happy birthday to you, and many more. I'm getting better at that, I think. How about anniversaries? Anniversaries, any kind of anniversary is important. And we celebrate it with you and for you by saying, happy anniversary to you, happy anniversary to you, God bless you, in any anniversary that you might have today or this week. God bless. Bye. Have a good day.